312 comments throughout the day, most of which I would be very reluctant to share on the air. But now I got somebody saying, has this been fact-checked? Yeah, it's been fact-checked. It's on AL.com, you moron. What's
Are
wrong with
you? Are you talking about the picture of his tweet?
No. Who is this? Cynthia. I got to message her.
But, I mean, is she talking about the picture of him, the tweet of what he said?
No, I just sent her the link off AL.com so she
can see.
Or
you can tell her that I took a screenshot. I've got him on my phone, and it's still on his Twitter account. Like,
he
doesn't care. He's not taking it down.
AL.com says no apology, no nothing.
It's not on his
Facebook. Where's
this
PR person?
He needs one.
This was so ill-advised.
What would have happened if Mayor Strange would have posted that when Barack Obama was elected?
He would have been out of office by the end of that day.
His head would have been rolling down Dexter. On, people.
It's so wrong. It's so divisive. And
it's sickening. Like, did I vote for Biden? Nope, didn't. But am I going to support him? Yes, because I support America, and I want all of us to do well, not just the people that wear red or blue or yellow or orange. I don't care. Like, I live here. I love America. I'm going to support our president. I support the office.
And in his graceful exit today, Donald Trump said exactly that. We've left you a really good situation, and we hope you succeed because America first. But
it's sickening. Like, you know what? Like, I didn't watch the whole inauguration. One, I was in a mediation, and two, I just don't care to. I don't care. But I don't wish ill on anybody. But like, for Mayor Reed to do that this morning was very immature.
Yeah, it was.
Because like, I don't remember seeing anybody posting anything about like the ASU Aquadome or any of that kind of nonsense.
No.
When all of that was
happening. And as I said, I thought it was wrong for people to bring that up when he was running as a candidate. Seemed to be doing a pretty good job with the probate court, so
he did a great job at probate court,
but
like, come on, like, honestly, as we sit here, can anybody tell me anything positive that has happened in Montgomery since Mayor Reed's been elected? Any positive change?
He's been on CNN.
Oh yeah. No, there is nothing.
I'm rooting for him. Hey, listen, like, I'm rooting. He's in office. Like, I want him to succeed. I don't want anybody to fail in public office. Like, you got there, you know, you were voted there by the people, but like, you were voted by all people.
Yeah,
and
this,
I think it's,
this double standard garbage has got to end. It's just got to end.
I got people started commenting on Facebook when I posted on his Facebook page. Like, well, what about this tweet? And what was sad, Greg, is nothing on my Facebook picture would let anybody know what my political affiliation is.
Right.
But it was amazing how I was judged because of the color of my skin. They immediately assumed that I was a Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know anything about me.
That's the way it works. But that's not racist. That is not racist. See, that's the way.
Right.
These are all the unwritten rules that have done nothing but divide, divide, divide. We were told for decades to stop seeing color first and focus on the content of character, and now we've got a political party that's all they do is see color in everything. And
well, no, it's all about unity until you disagree. See, that's the thing that bothers me. Like, if we want to unify, like, let's unify. But don't judge me because I call somebody out on their bad behavior. That doesn't mean that I disagree with anything. That means I'm saying, hold on, wait a minute. Like, we don't need that negativity today.
You're right. You know,
we don't need that negativity any day. You know what we need?
The bomb howers.
Yes, we need the bomb howers. We need bomb howers and less crime and better schools and lower taxes. How about that?
Well, we got the higher taxes coming, and we'll see, you know, how that money.
Yeah, we got the gas tax, and we got the school tax, and we got the hokey pokey tax, and, you know, we got all these taxes, but it seriously is like taxation without representation. Like, what is my mayor doing for me? Because, like, I don't see anything positive happening. Mayor Strange did a ton of stuff for Montgomery.
Yeah, he did. He was very good. Because he was a businessman. You know,
No. We don't like businessmen in politics.
That's true. No, we need politicians.
We like politicians in politics. We don't want a businessman who knows how to, like, run a country.
Well, as we wrap up, I just want to say I hope they never text good looks.
Or you would be broke.
I would be in so much trouble. Thanks for everybody going along with me. Jacqueline, thank you for your time and your passion.
Yeah, love
today.
You guys. I'm just cheating.
Yeah,
have a great one.
You are amazing. All right, we got Fox News in a minute.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Joe Biden calling for unity among all Americans after becoming the nation's 46th president.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
President Biden today discussing the ongoing pandemic during his inaugural address.
President Biden called on Americans to fight the virus together.
We're entering what may be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus. We must set aside politics and finally face this pandemic as one nation.
Public health officials are concerned about the spread of new variants of the coronavirus, as well as lagging vaccine distribution.
Fox's Jonathan Seri, U.S. coronavirus deaths are now approaching 404,000. America is listening to Fox News.
And that's a lie, and that's another reason why we're getting rid of Fox News. Outright lie.
Stuck at home for several weeks. Pet the cat. Watch TV. I'm so bored out of my mind. Never
from, I believe, the Lincoln Memorial. And the caption says 80 million votes. But what you see, I've seen more people at the 18th hole green of a golf tournament than were at that inauguration today. And they were clearly outnumbered by like 10 to 1 by military. What was the point of that? Military. Why was that necessary? It was a show, a warning.
And you know it's not Photoshopped because it's from PBS.
It's not Photoshopped.
Because, I mean, it says PBS NewsHour right there.
Neither were the pictures Photoshopped when he would go to speak somewhere and he couldn't fill six little circles.
So many empty
it
seats.
It was a joke. Yesterday we had a good opportunity to speak with Brett McDonald, who kind of laid out the financial landscape as this administration starts. Market-wise, that got off to a decent start, but not totally unexpected because they're printing a ton of money to put into circulation to keep things going. How long can that last? We will talk to Brant McDonald shortly. No, I'm just... This thing with Reed is just... Ellen, the woman that wanted to know if it was fact check, I sent her the link and she said, thanks, Greg. I was hoping this wasn't true. So was I.
Yeah.
But it is. And so far, all these hours later, and as Jacqueline pointed out, if Todd Strange had made such a comment about Barack Obama as he was exiting, Todd Strange would have been unemployed by the end of the day, literally hounded from office. But Todd Strange would never do that. He was a good guy. I remember seeing him at that Happy Together concert not long before he left office. And I said, are you sure you don't want to stick around for just one more term? And he pointed to his wife and said, got to talk to the boss. Mm-hmm. And she was just shaking her head. But
He was good, though.
But you do. It's like Jacqueline said, you want your mayor to be successful. That means everybody's successful. But you don't do it with the kind of garbage that came out of his mouth today. I'm sorry. I mean, totally inappropriate.
The differences you see today are that even people that didn't vote for him are still going to support him and hope everything turns out well. When it was she was on the other foot, it wasn't like that.
No. No. And that double standard is really one of the biggest things that's killing America. All right, Brad is going to join us in about 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for some weather changes. But if you have evening plans tonight, no problem. Clouds on the increase, becoming cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 45. Tomorrow, you'll need the rain gear. In fact, rain is likely from time to time. Thursday night, and Friday. No severe weather, just showers. The high temperature will be in the low 60s on Thursday and Friday. Will be in the 50s on Thursday night and up near 60 on Saturday. Saturday, the rain chances are 20% or less. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We used to have a lot of difficulty getting around.
Going to places like the grocery store or the mall was almost impossible.
But then we discovered Stellantis.
Even though it sounds exactly like one, Stellantis is not a drug. It's the world's fourth largest automobile company.
I take Stellantis twice daily, on my way to work and again on my way home.
Ask your mechanic if Stellantis is right for you. Standard equipment includes power windows, heated mirrors, and tinted windows. Some Stellantis owners may experience optional equipment such as blind spot detection, lane departure warning, and a towing package.
Now I can't imagine life without Stellantis.
You could say it's what drives us.
Get Stellantis.
And get moving again.
So as we welcome Brett McDonald to the air, Stellantis, that's the result of the merger between Peugeot, what's the other one, Fiat. I didn't know about this until today.
Well, that's you and me both. I wasn't aware of that.
I guess it must be a fairly recent thing. I thought we saved all those companies like 12 years ago with billions of dollars. But I guess that just didn't work out to our benefit. So, We had the inauguration today, which nobody attended and very few watched. The market had seemed to be in a pretty good shape today. You want to give us some insight on that, please?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, there were no crazy riots. There was no big, you know, earth-shattering news that came out of it. I think that was a bit of a relief. And Biden pretty much was right on cue with what everyone expected, you know, him to do and to talk about. You know, let's just face it. I mean, I've been saying this. I know it sounds like a broken record, but the fact is, the fuel for this market is free money that's just flying out of Washington. Right. As I said, we're up to close to $7 trillion on our way to probably $10. And so, you know, it's the balloon just gets bigger. I mean, valuations in the market right now, particularly in certain parts of the market especially, are reaching just astronomical levels. And so it's a be careful moment for a lot of people out there,
right.
A lot of this money. So I think that's what's going on. I really do. I think, you know, kind of drifted higher today on that. And the other thing, too, that we're going to probably start talking about a lot as we go over the next couple of weeks is we're into corporate earnings season. And so a lot of these companies this is a big one because they're going to talk about how the fourth quarter ended. They're going to talk about what, you know, things look like for 2021. And they're going to sort of, you know, set the stage, if you will, for how they're deploying capital, these big companies I'm talking about. And then, too, you know, remember that the quarter-over-quarter earnings comparisons as we move throughout the year are going to be really easy. Last year's numbers, as we all know, were horrible. They got hit, and now we're, you know, in this recovery phase. So, yeah.
Well, it's sure going to be interesting moving forward, but one of the things that you spent some great time on yesterday was explaining how you plan ahead for all of these, what's the word? Not variables, but this is shameful on my part.
Yeah.
In terms of why is this not coming to me?
It's all good.
We use this term a bunch of times,
man. It happens to me too. Now we do, though. We look over the landscape. We're constantly looking at all of these different things that are coming at us from all over the world, whether it's geopolitical events, whether it's global economical type events. This year is going to kind of be a little bit different. It'll be a little feel good kind of a year. I mean, there's a little euphoria going on, and I'm not talking political. What I'm talking about here is that there's not going to be much mention of, you know, massive tax increases and all of this. They're going to muddle through with a lot of new money. They're going to devalue the dollar even further than what was done last year. That's going to cause stock prices to continue to run, by and large. You know, and then, as I said, the quarterly comparisons are going to get easier. The vaccine is going to continue to roll out. And so so I think there's, you know, those are all good things, right? But there is, you know, there is a price to pay for all of this. And as I said yesterday, the theme for us this year is inflation. We boil that down to one word, and it is. It's inflation. And then the theme for 2022 is going to be taxes, you know, because we got to pay for all of this.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I know that's the midterms and all of that, but at the same time, you know, that's where we're headed next. And that will probably be very troublesome for the market.
I was just going to say, Biden said he would repeal the tax cuts that Trump implemented. That would include the corporate tax rate moving back from 21 to 35. That can't possibly have a good effect on the market or employment.
No, it won't. It depends on what they do. I mean, a number of people have said that, you know, they will probably try to, you know, go through and dissect it piece by piece, not in whole. You know, and remember, you know, these types of things require a 60% vote for it to be permanent. But you can do tax law using the budget reconciliation piece, which is what the Republicans did back in 2017, which is why it's only good for 10 years unless it's, you know, repealed or amended. So, but what it means, though, Greg, is you're going to have, or in reality, you're going to have at least 5, possibly 10 Democratic senators that are willing to go along with this. And many of, and there are probably 5 to 10 out there who are going to have a really, really tough time back home with undoing this tax law.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. It's not a slam dunk for Biden. It really isn't. And to be honest, like I said, I don't. That's why I call it somewhat the feel good year. I'll kind of believe it when I see it. I'm not sure that they really, really want to do that when we are trying to recover economically, and the economy has been so fragile coming off 2020 with this virus and the new variants that are running around and all of that. What they want to do and what they want to focus on, I think, is they want to put more fuel to the fire. They want to create more money. They want to send money to, you know, to impoverished communities and all of that. They're not going to worry about the deficit right now. I mean, again, that's why the market continues to drift a little higher every day, because Janet Yellen is sounding this drumbeat. Jerome Powell, Jay Powell, the Fed.
Got all this new blood in the administration. I can't take it.
So they're all on board with this. So it's gonna feel like, you know, everything is for free, that everything's made for love, no big deal. We can just keep printing money until the cows come home. But that's not that's why I say there's a price to pay. It's inflation, and ultimately down the line, you will see tax increases because we've got to pay for all this.
It'll be interesting to see it unfold. Brent, you've been so good at using your years of expertise to see what's coming down the road, and that what makes you such a great option for people who want to protect their money. We appreciate your time this afternoon.
Absolutely, man. Enjoyed it yesterday. Look forward to doing that again real soon now that the knee is doing well.
Yes.
And all of that. So you guys stay safe. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too.
Gotcha. By the way, a blatant act of racism in the Biden administration. He fired our Surgeon General, who happened to be black, appointed by the very racist Donald Trump. You got that, comrades? That's how it works. We're waiting for a traffic update here in a second, so while we're doing that, let's say hello to Terry.
Hello, Terry. Are you there?
Yes.
You're on the air. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. How long is it going to take for us to do a recall on the mayor?
I don't even know if we have that option here. But you're not the first person to ask.
You know, we could get a petition together, and I'll drive it around.
You can't even apologize. So far, he has not apologized.
Mm-mm. That's okay. But I'm going to find out if we can do that. I'll call you back tomorrow.
Please do.
I'm going to find out legally, can we do that?
I would like to know myself.
That way, even if we couldn't have the votes to do it, it would put a little scare into him, going, well, I had 250,000 people said that, I could be thrown out. It might put a little scare into him. Maybe he'll come back and clean the trash up on the roads out here.
You know, thanks for the call. He's right. I don't know what's going on, if this is a cultural thing or what, but I have never seen more garbage on the road.
Crazy, man.
Bags of fast food just dumped, and because they don't leap out of the car.
It's either fast food trash or a bag of trash.
Yeah.
It's like
lack of training.
What the heck is going on here?
Have some pride in your city, man.
Soldier boy.
Hey, Greg, I see two things. I want to make 2 points. First thing is, I see Biden was quick to sign those executive orders today, but they have them pre-printed and ready to go.
Oh, I'm sure.
21 of them.
Of course. They've been working on this crap since won the election. I'm sorry, did I say stole? My error.
And then he wants to get, Brent made a good point. You know, inflation. Who's inflation really affect? And does inflation affect the poor people and taxes? No, because they get earned income and they get other subsidies and government programs. Rich people, they got tax shelters left and right. It's the middle class, working class, that pay the predominantly most of the taxes in this country, and they just happen to be Trump supporters and a Trump base. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
And the second thing about, you said about the trash. Every Friday and Saturday, Saturday and Sunday morning, I walk my dog in my subdivision in East Montgomery. You're right. It's fast food all over the freaking main strip of our subdivision that goes through our subdivision. Everybody cuts through. But the worst thing about it is I told my friend of mine, I said, people around Montgomery must have some really clean cars. He goes, what do you mean? I said, because they're throwing everything out the window and onto the streets. They must have clean cars, Greg.
I would think.
Spotless.
No community pride.
No, and you know what's so sad is the people in the subdivision, you know, doesn't matter what race, religion, or anything, we all come out there and we take our little, you know, those little $1.50, you know, things you don't have to bend over and pick it and touch things up, and we clean it up ourselves because the city's not going to clean it up.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have to take some pride in your neighborhood, and we do take pride in our neighborhood. I mean, Greg, when you lived in your little subdivision before, they had some love for their neighborhood, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's like, you know, I said earlier, it's time to get out of town. If this is how our mayor is, I want no part of it. But then I think about my neighborhood, which is a wonderful microcosm of what the city is. It's very diverse.
Right.
Everybody gets along great. Everybody takes care of their property. Everybody looks out for each other. You know, no crime. And I hate to...
Well, you know, there's one thing common in our subdivision. Every time we have a homeowners association meetings, you know,
yeah,
you look around, it's such a diverse group of people. But they have one thing in common. They all work and work hard for what they have, and they take pride and want to protect and keep what they've earned.
Yes.
You know, not to have people disrespect it or break it or steal it.
Right.
And we all come together in that meeting. It's unbelievable.
Well,
and I'm really surprised when you sold your little house, you know, and you stayed in Montgomery. I tell you, that's you're a fine guy, dude. I thought for sure you would have moved to Prattville or Wetumpka.
No, my policy was...
Don't run.
No, I would not feel comfortable coming into Montgomery to earn a living.
Yes, I agree.
Criticize and then running back somewhere else. I just felt that would have cheapened anything I had to say. But
right,
because
you're earning most of your money from Montgomery.
If our mayor thinks I'm trash because I voted for Donald Trump, maybe I have to rethink.
Is that what he said? I didn't hear what happened.
My God, what have you been listening to today?
Oh, you know, I've been in depression all day today, Greg, you know, and I've been eating a lot of food.
Man, take a look at what our beloved mayor said today. And
can you give me a Cliff Note version real quick?
Basically, what he said...
It is everywhere, man.
I prefer to focus...
On the class coming in.
On the class that's coming in rather than the trash that just went out. Hashtag...
He said that exact words?
Yep.
Hashtag Inauguration Day.
So, in other words, I voted for Trump, and you voted for Trump, and Rosie, you voted for Trump. We're all trash?
We're trash. Yep. This with a family coming in with a very dicey history, not only in terms of personal behavior, but political behavior. Thanks for the call. 528. By the way, if you want to get in touch with Brant, who was on with us a few minutes back, call 387-0094. The whole idea is for you to explore the concept of money management with a team of people that's totally devoted. Literally 24/7. I know Brant is up before daybreak. He's probably doing physical therapy on his healing knee while he's checking out numbers from overseas markets. That's just how diligent he is. Because what we learned in 2020, it's always a good idea to have something to fall back on, just in case a virus goes around and shuts everything down or puts people out of work. And you can do that without throwing the life you enjoy away. Sit down, have that conversation. The number to call to get started is 387-0094 McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You know, when I posted that tweet from Mayor Reed earlier today.
That thing is up there.
Hey, look, here's the thing. I have never had any post receive more comments than, you know, those silly little reaction things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
326 comments.
Okay. Nuts.
That's up there when we're doing a big giveaway with the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
Uh-huh. You know? Man.
This has really pissed off a lot of people. Randy from Snowden.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make a comment and let you answer a question as well. When Steve at Racist Reed contacted by Twitter, wherever he put that, insinuating that all of us Trump patriot Republicans are trash, I wonder if he and wanted to throw us all out, did he figure on throwing his crooked ass father, Joe Reed, out too?
Well, here's, let me go back to what I said. I really want to get off that part of it. Thank you. I don't want to get into a thing here where we got to start asking people what you're going to talk about. At the beginning of the show, when he was running, and we had a whole bunch of people that were running for mayor at that time, I thought it was unfair to look, you know, maybe the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. You know, that's one of those old saws. But everybody deserves the chance to show that they're not.
Exactly.
So I stood up for him on that. But this kind of, you know, it's like, what is Biden saying after, you know, a whole year of calling anybody that disagree with him Nazis? He wants us all to be unified. Up your ass, Joe. That's what I say. I know what you think of me, and your call for unity is a joke. Because you're going to do what you want, and we're going to have to deal with the consequences.
What do you think about the nickname, Beijing Biden?
Oh, I like Joseph Stalin better.
Ooh, okay. All right.
I have to communicate with a coworker here very quickly. I have a little bit of a technical issue. And then we'll go to this break. I may play part of a JFK speech because his name came up today. And my immediate reaction was he would be a hell of a real good Republican today. Back then he was a Democrat. But it's entitled The Speech That Got Him Killed.
Ooh.
And you know why? Because he was the guy who tampered with the deep state in 1960. This is not a new phenomenon, the so-called deep state. The people that really run the show, they are, and I'm sure Trump, none of us, Terry Adams, who was really the first to shine a light on all of this, on this station, realized just how deep it is. And the only way we're ever really going to get the country back, it's not by reelecting Donald Trump, because those same players that made his and our lives miserable for 4 years with all their bullcrap attacks, Christopher Wray, smug, punk, our FBI has a reputation that smells to high heaven, not because the field agents suck at their jobs, it's what they're told to do. And Comey, you know, really tipped the whole thing when he stood in front of America on July 5th, 2016, listing about 313 national security violations by Hillary Clinton, but no reasonable prosecutor would pursue these charges. He just left out the words, "Who would want to live?" Back after this.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Today, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were sworn into office. Before leaving office, President Donald Trump pardoned former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry, who pleaded guilty 2 years ago to his role in a health care fraud case. Henry in 2019 pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting theft of government property as part of a plea deal with federal prosecutors. He was sentenced to 2 years probation. COVID-19 confirmed cases are at 340,000 across the state. There have been a total of 5,000 confirmed deaths. Nearly 222,000 have recovered from the virus. Last night, the city of Montgomery joined cities across the country to honor the lives lost to COVID-19. Montgomery City Hall, the Court Square Fountain, and the tunnel to the Riverwalk were lit in amber lights in memory of everyone who's died. In Montgomery County, 283 people have died of the virus. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for some weather changes. But if you have evening plans tonight, no problem. Clouds on the increase, becoming cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 45. Tomorrow, you'll need the rain gear. In fact, rain is likely from time to time. Thursday night, and Friday. No severe weather, just showers. The high temperature will be in the low 60s on Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the 50s on Thursday night and up near 60 on Saturday. Saturday, the rain chances are 20% or less. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From Animal Stories this morning, a parrot singing Led Zeppelin.
Sounds better than I do.
Made more sense than Let's not go there. Let's see what we're getting ready to go to the Baumhauers. We got to pick it up here.
Woo!
Get some good food, Doug.
Thank you for taking my call, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, I've got an idea. I want to run by you and get your opinion. I was not surprised at all that just like less than 15 minutes ago, you said that Biden fired the Surgeon General.
Yes.
This is my thought. Isn't one of the most responsible duties and responsibilities of the Surgeon General is to ensure that the president is physically and mentally capable of holding the office?
I don't know if that's his job or the White House physician.
Yeah, I think there's a separation there.
The Surgeon General, I think, is more in charge of public policy.
Right.
Like
public.
Smoking is bad for you. Or getting hit by buses can cause permanent brain damage. Those kinds of things.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's why I called you, because you're the man that's the be-all and know-all.
But here's the thing that gets me. You know, again, if Todd Strange had made the same comment about Barack Obama going out of office, Todd Strange would not have lasted one more day in his job. That's why it makes Stephen Reed's comments so unctuous today. Secondly, you know that if Trump had inherited an African-American Surgeon General in Candom, they would have added that to their imaginary racism bullcrap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, I hope that your real estate, I think I know what subdivision you live in. It's older, but the lots are nice and large.
Yes, they are.
The houses were built back in the house, I'm pretty sure, is large. I've done a lot of privacy fence work in that neighborhood. Greg, I just hope your property doesn't continue. Well, I hope your property doesn't devaluate, because crime is going north, schools are going south,
yeah,
and taxes are going north, and trash is everywhere in Montgomery. And how dare that African-American mayor, I didn't vote for him. I don't live in Montgomery.
Well, you know, somebody made the point, forget African-American. Forget that. Just look at where the state of the city. We had a higher per capita murder rate than Chicago last year.
That's correct. But I mean,
So before you start calling people names, clean up your own house. I got to run. God.
You can come to Millbrook. I'll happily have you, man. And I'm close. I can fix stuff. Mow your grass, man. Come on. How you doing? You look good. You look better in the brook.
Better in the brook.
Better in the brook.
Actually, I can't wait to talk to Eddie. He must not be listening this afternoon. But one of our astute listeners, the venerable Mark Cumby, sent me, there's some great stuff available in the Wetumpka area. You know, but I do like our house and our neighborhood, and that's the thing that rips me up about all of this. It's just, wow, am I adding new followers today? Holy cow.
Man.
By the way, I have 3 friend openings. Hang on, I got to tell Skipper we got a traffic update here. It's working. Where was I?
You were talking about where you live.
Oh, yeah. I meant that. I love biking through the neighborhood.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. But I don't want somebody calling me trash.
No, I don't.
I don't want anybody calling anybody trash, man. Don't call people names.
And the fact is, this is something that's lingered all day long. The stench from this tweet has lingered all day long. Nothing in the way of an apology. Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's not going to make it any better. That's just not what this city needs.
And
at this point, it's a little late. You know, who hasn't said something on social media in the wrong mood and then say, maybe I could have worded that a little better?
And taking it down?
Or taking it down.
Yeah.
But apparently he's totally comfortable with what he said.
I mean, because it's everywhere. The second I opened my Facebook today, 3 out of every 5 were that.
A tuna sandwich paid for that intemperate tweet with its life today.
That sucks, because that tuna sounded so good.
It was.
Yeah, you're such a good cook, man.
Yeah. We're heading over to the Baumhauer's a little bit later.
What are you going to get? What are you feeling like?
I'm not sure. I'm going to try and stay open-minded on that. That's part of the fun, because there's so many things that can appeal to you on the menu.
Chicken and waffles is amazing. Just saying. The chicken's incredible, and that waffle is just...
I like the black and white chicken with rice and beans.
Ooh, that sounds good, too.
I might want that. I might want a victory burger.
You get a hangover burger. It's got an egg and avocado.
But the victory burger, you can get two full meals out of.
Ooh.
And the chicken with the broccoli and rice is delicious.
Yes. So we have some real serious decisions.
Yeah. And the shrimp taco is excellent.
I've got something sweet for you, Rosie.
Okay.
Rose named a bear after you.
Aww.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
Rosie Bear.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Gosh, before you know it, sweet. Rosie and Rich will be in the same
adorable
category.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? I am doing a little education of sorts with my friends at Jack Ingram because they sell so many great brands. Right now I'm driving Nissan. I love it. I would buy another one in a heartbeat. Probably will. Another Nissan Rogue. It's just right for me and what I need. But there's nothing wrong with wanting to learn what it's like to ride in a Mercedes-Benz, is there? You know, no, a Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz. You can get a 2020 C300 sedan for $399.90 a month. Now, that car I can tell you something about because my daughter bought a certified pre-owned. I think hers is about 4 years old, but she's taken such great care of it and just loves the car.
Oh, man.
And it is a nice ride. $399.90 a month to put yourself in a Mercedes sedan. Certainly worth looking into. For details, contact jackingrammercedesbenz.com or any of the Jack Ingram stores for incredible deals with super low interest rates like 0.9% for 60 months on select Volkswagen models. The Nissan folks have a 2021 Nissan Sentra sedan for $199 a month for 36 months. These are extraordinary values. And you know what? It's always time to love what you drive. So if you don't, get in touch with the folks at jackingram.com. Pick a brand, pick a store, pick a vehicle, and they'll set up a freshly sanitized vehicle for a test drive for you. In fact, you don't even have to go to the store. They will bring it to you if your schedule is difficult. That's called their concierge service, and it's second to none. And again, start at jackingram.com. Don't forget our buddy Tip and all the folks at the Signature Pre-Owned Lot. They got some great deals there for you, too. We'll get into those tomorrow. Right now, it's 5:48.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, other than just a lot of congestion all over the city, we have no accidents in us to report to you at this time, but very heavy traffic on these streets. Atlanta Highway outbound from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor. Norman Bridge Road, Troy Highway, Taylor Road, all of these very heavy congested right now. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage loan with a VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expense, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, HMLS 232876. The Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning. Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chad, I'll be right with you.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
He did a nice job on that, didn't he?
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Well, I fundamentally disagree with that. It's not the Mayor Reed tweet or anything Joe said. It's electrifying when you have a woman who can really think this fast in a situation. And this is a highlight. This is not a put down in any way, shape, or form. But this is a lady who found the perfect way to tell her husband she just had a car accident. Listen.
Hey, babe.
Hey. So remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
That is a masterpiece, and shame on me for not thinking to play that when Jacqueline was on the phone with us, but we had a pretty good momentum there.
That's good, man.
Yeah, that's really called thinking on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
5:52, and we do have the Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob,
yeah.
Chad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yes. Well, we've had a great day talking local politics for some reason.
Yeah, I've been listening in. It appears to me that someone ought to have their Twitter account suspended for a bit of time so they can reflect on what they're doing.
You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah.
We should bitch to Twitter.
Yep.
Tell them, hey, replied on community standards. He called me trash.
Yep.
I'm just disappointed. You know, to see that.
We all are. That's...
I mean, it wasn't an official Montgomery Twitter account, too. I mean, it wasn't the mayor's Twitter I don't think it was a personal account, you know, so...
Chad, I have 5,000 tabs open. I'd love to give you a quick answer to that.
Yeah, I hear you. Go to your Facebook page. It's on there.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, it's a personal page.
You know, I give the mayor the benefit of the doubt. I wish him much success. But those are unforced errors, you know?
Right.
And you hurt your credibility. I mean, there are 33,000 people in this county that voted for Donald Trump, and they're not all trash. You know, a lot of good folks who voted for him, you know, during the mayoral race. So I hope that...
somebody like me who said, let's not judge him by the actions of his father.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Bad, yeah.
I'm just as trashy as any other Trump voter.
I would reach out to the mayor and give him an opportunity to, you know, make it right. You know, I think, and he should make it right.
That should have happened already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with that.
It's on AL.com, Chad. This is mushroomed out of a little local hissy fit kind of thing into a story now.
And he posted it at 8 o'clock.
I think if it makes it on AL.com, that means the AP's picked it up, you know. So, you're right. So I watched. It was very somber watching the president walk out of the White House and do the last goodbyes. He got on to Marine One.
Yes, it was.
And I think the one thing that I thought, my own personal observation, is I saw a man that was very sad. Not sad because of what he had done, but sad that he wasn't going to be able to finish the things that he had started.
Yes.
You know? And that's kind of what I saw. You know,
hey, the whole, you know, he left office with a 51% approval rating. That's pretty impressive, considering he had zero positive press for four years.
Right. Never had. But I mean, you can still. I think when they run the final numbers on how many press stories were negative, I think it's going to be, you know, somewhere around 95% to 98% negative stories.
And not even Jimmy Carter had that.
No. Well, you know, this is the thing about it. They hated Bush when he left, and they derided him when he's all the way out the door because he had approval rating of like 29% when he left. And they hated it when Reagan left. You know, of course, Reagan had one of the most incredible funerals for people across America, and I think that's probably what's going to be happening one day when Donald Trump is deceased. He's going to have the same type of people turn out, you know, to be there.
No, you'll see what the media will show you, and it'll be sickening, and it'll cause trouble.
Well,
celebrations.
Yeah, they'll show all the quote-unquote bad stuff, you know. But, we've got a couple of years of misery, but I think it's going to be, I heard Brandt, I think it's going to be a lot more difficult to implement some of the policies with just a 50-50 and a tiebreaker in the Senate. It's going to be a lot more, because you're talking about senators who are going to be up for election in 2 years, and the House is tight as a tick. Both of them are tight as a tick,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, there's possibilities there. But I will say this. I'm very proud that President Trump had an excellent speech. And I did go, after you recommended, I did go and find his speech. It was wonderful.
Good.
And I thought his comments, off-the-cuff comments today, were excellent, too. You know, but I could see the pain, which, of course, you know, all the liberals with me, they're so joyous. They just can't help themselves.
The ugliness
of these people in their comments on Facebook and Twitter and the comment sections on, like, Fox News and stuff like that. I don't know how people like that wake up in the morning.
They hate themselves.
I don't know how they don't drown in their own bile. even when Barack Obama was gone, when he left, I was glad he was gone, you know, for the country. But I never was engaged in the kind of vitriol and personal animosity that these people are in. They're just full of, I mean, it's demonic. They're just full of hatred. Just full of hatred for anybody. I don't hate a single person. There are people I dislike. I don't like the Chinese premier. Right? I don't like some of these, you know, folks that are.
Chad, I am out of time. I just looked at the clock. It's 5:58. I'm done.
Right,
I got to run. Thanks for the call. Sorry about that abrupt ending. I do need to mention we want to thank Mr. Electric for being part of what we do here. And when you need an electrician, you never have to think about who to call. It's all certified master electricians, upfront pricing, appointments made at your convenience, not theirs. 245-1566. 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS
232876,
equal housing lender.
Everybody's to leave here immediately.
All right, we're off to the Baumhauers for some good food, camaraderie, and fellowship. On behalf of Rosie Brock and Seth Pablo, I'm Greg Goodell, back in the morning with Jesse Lynn. Jay's got the